Please welcome Margaret Lang.
Thank you. Thank you. So I used to have a car, and its name was Wally. And Wally was a 1987 Nissan Stanza. So a Stanza, if some of you might remember it, it's kind of like if a station wagon and a van fell in love. That would be their baby. It would be my Nissan Stanza. And it was kind of tall, and it had doors that slid open. Now, my brother had found this car for me because he knew that I had two teenage girls that I was raising up by myself, and I had a dog that I loved, and I needed a car that could fit all of that in, plus extra kids. Usually, there's always extra kids. And that car did all of that for us. And I'd take it out places. Now, nothing too exotic because I was a single mom, so, you know, we didn't do exotic vacations like Disneyland or anything like that. But we'd go like to Ventura and go to bookstores. And sometimes we'd go to Morro Bay. But, you know, it was great. It was comfortable. The springtime breaks were great because then I could take it to Vegas and visit my relatives there. But one spring break, I decided to go to Oregon. And that's where some friends of mine lived. And I hadn't seen them in a long time. And I thought, Oregon, and I want to go up Highway 1. Because I knew it was beautiful. I'd been up Highway 1 all the way to Monterey. But I'd never been from that point up to Oregon. And I thought, that I want to see. So we set off. And I told my older daughter at the beginning of the trip, and she had just started experimenting with cigarettes. So I told her, I said, now there's going to be no smoking on this trip. And why I thought that would be a good idea, I don't know, because I have quit smoking, and I know what it's like. You know, I know the agony of quitting smoking. But I thought, it'll be easy for her. She's young. It hasn't been that long. So somewhere up around Salinas, the sounds of a complaining, withdrawing teenager stuck in the back of a Nissan Stanza, it's like nothing you've ever heard. It's kind of a supernatural howl. It's like I was thinking about this. I think if there was like an archaeologist that came from the future and was able to see that scene, they would think that somehow I had captured this animal in the back seat, and it was just howling away, and I wouldn't let it go. Well, finally, I pulled over, and I let her go, and I said, Melody, get out of this damn car and smoke a cigarette, which she did. And after that, it was a little quieter. We made our way all the way up to Petaluma, and then cut over to Highway 1 on Bodega Bay, and then headed up on Highway 1. And it was so incredible. I recommend it to anybody to do that with your loved one, with your romantic partner. I recommend that. I don't recommend doing it with two teenagers. I don't. And I would say to them, but look, it's so beautiful. I mean, these extreme switchbacks, and there were meadows full of flowers and beautiful cliffs in the ocean. It's so beautiful. And you would not believe the sound, the amount of complaining. It reached this level, this kind of, you know, like in Spaceballs, the ludicrous level. That's what it was. And they weren't going to appreciate the scenery, because I'm convinced that the human brain, there's a place in the brain for appreciating scenery. But it's really dormant until you finally get to be about 20, and then it blossoms, and you can appreciate scenery. But up until that point, forget about it. So the level of noise was like you would not believe it. And finally, they got car sick, which ended up being great, because then I could legally drug them. And so... So I pulled over in Port Arena and bought some Dramamine, and it served the purpose. They were asleep, and I was happy driving along Highway 1 enjoying the scenery. We made it up to Oregon and visited friends and came back down I-5, straight down I-5. I was not going to attempt that Highway 1 again. We'd had enough of that. In my Wally Wagon. And so the Wally Wagon was like, is amazing because you could fit so much stuff in it. You could just, it's like you could fit stuff in, and it's like, no, there's no way I can fit any more in, but yeah, no, this chair will still fit, and this ladder and this shovel. And I did so much with that Wally Wagon. Well, after my daughters had grown up and moved out, and one to San Francisco and one to LA, and well, after I didn't need it any longer for my dog, I still had the Wally Wagon until I bought another car. And I thought, you know, I don't like having things just there, kind of deteriorating, and I wasn't using it, so I sold the Wally. And it was a sad day, but I felt okay about it, you know. But the other day I was going through old pictures, and I saw a picture of the Wally, and oh, I was just tugged at my heart, and I thought of all those miles of driving, you know, just with my girls and me and my dog. And that was this time in my life when it was my family, the three of us, this little core family. And then they all went off, and they have their own families now, and I have my family. And the Wally served us very, very well.